All right, so today we're going way back to ancient Greece.
Ancient Greece.
Yeah, to unpack how we learn and how we're taught.
Okay.
And believe it or not, it all comes down to this word, agogos.
The Go-Go's.
Agogos.
All right.
It basically means leader, and you can think of it like the art of guiding learning,
Yeah.
something that affects every single one of us.
I'm listening.
And so this idea of lighting in learning, it's actually evolved into three distinct approaches.
Three.
Yeah. Pedagogy and pedagogy and heudagogy,
I've heard of
you probably
those.
have.
Yeah.
We're going to really dig into what makes them unique and how they impact our learning.
Feels good.
Now, pedagogy, it's kind of traditionally about leading children,
Okay.
ped for child,
Oh,
agogos for leader.
got
And then way back in 1973, Malcolm Knowles, he brought us andragogy.
it.
Yeah.
Oh.
And that's about leading adult learners,
Okay.
so literally leaders of adults.
Okay.
And now, more recently, heudagogy is gaining some traction.
Heudagogy.
Yeah, self-led learning.
So you're leading your own learning.
Exactly, you're in the driver's seat.
Interesting.
But here's what's really important, and this is what we're going to focus on.
Okay.
These aren't just about age.
Not just about age.
It's more about the fundamental nature of teaching and learning itself.
Oh.
So we're going to look at these through five characteristics, and these should help you understand how they differ and why certain learning experiences feel the way they do.
Makes sense.
So whether you're getting ready for that big meeting or you're trying to get a handle on something new,
Yeah.
or maybe you just like to understand how knowledge works, grasping these differences can be incredibly valuable.
Yeah.
It might even help you understand why some learning has clicked for you in the past and what approaches might serve you best moving forward.
Okay, I'm ready.
Let's dive in with that first one, pedagogy.
All right, pedagogy. So traditionally, it's about guiding children.
Yeah.
And when you look at the five characteristics, it really paints a clear picture. So the first one is the need to know. In pedagogy, this is mostly decided by the teacher's authority.
The teacher
The teacher
decides.
decides what you need to learn and when.
So it's very direct.
Very direct, top-down information flow.
Then we've got the learner self-concept.
Yeah.
So pedagogy kind of assumes learners need a lot of support, especially when they're young.
To be self-directed.
Yeah.
Okay.
The teacher takes on a more guiding and directive role.
Which makes sense when you're laying down those foundations, which
Oh,
is,
absolutely.
yeah.
Okay, so the third characteristic is the learner's experience.
So here, the idea is that they just haven't had that many relevant experiences yet.
They're new.
They're new.
Okay.
So the teacher in this model, they're the main source of information and experience.
So think about learning to read
Yeah.
or basic math.
You're not exactly pulling from a ton of personal experience there.
Not at all.
No. Okay. What about readiness to learn in a pedagogical setting?
Well, in pedagogy, you're going to see a lot of external motivation.
External.
External, yeah.
So grade stickers, praise from the teacher, maybe even just wanting to make their parents happy.
Yeah.
These are big factors in driving a child's engagement.
And so the last piece is the orientation to learning.
Orientation.
How is that structured?
Well, typically the focus is on the subjects themselves or specific content areas.
So, like subject focus.
Subject focus,
Yeah.
history, science, math, kind of segmented.
Right.
It's all about building that foundational understanding.
Gotcha.
But this isn't always just for kids, is it?
No, not always.
Can you think of a situation where that direct instruction might actually be useful for adults?
Oh, tons.
Yeah.
So imagine trying to learn the rules of a new sport
Oh, new sport.
or a really complex board game.
Yeah.
In those first few minutes, you probably just want someone to lay it all out clearly.
Right, just the basics.
Yeah, the need to know without needing a big rationale behind every single rule.
Makes sense.
Or think about safety protocols with specialized equipment.
Ooh.
In the beginning, clear authority-led instruction can be the safest way to learn for anyone,
Regardless of age.
regardless of age.
That's a really good point.
Yeah.
Something to think about.
Sometimes when the knowledge is super foundational
Right.
or it's got safety implications,
Yeah.
a pedagogical approach, even with adults, can be the best way to go.
Very true.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's switch gears now and talk about andragogy.
Andragogy.
Okay, so this one's about how adults learn best.
Leaders of adults.
How do those five characteristics change when we're dealing with adults?
Well, the biggest change is in the need to know.
Need to know.
Okay,
Okay.
with adults, a solid rationale is essential.
Essential.
Adults, they want to understand why they're learning something.
Yeah, I mean, it's not enough to just say you have to.
Exactly. You have to connect it to their lives, their jobs, their goals.
Right. We've got to
We've got to
prioritize. We're
prioritize.
busy.
You're busy.
What about the learner self-concept with andragogy?
So this model really acknowledges that adults want to be self-directed.
They want to be in control.
They want to be in control. They come with a sense of autonomy, and they prefer to have a say.
They're not passive.
Not passive. They want to be active in their own education.
And that seems to tie in with learners' experience.
It does.
Right. We adults come with a whole history.
A whole history.
Yeah.
In andragogy, that prior experience becomes super valuable.
Valuable? How so?
Well, adults, they bring knowledge, skills, perspectives from their past.
Yeah.
Effective adult learning taps into that.
So it's not a blank slate.
Not a blank slate. Oh. It builds on what you already know.
So what about readiness to learn with adults?
Well, andragogy assumes adults are motivated by internal factors.
External.
Internal.
Like what?
Professional growth, personal development, yeah. Maybe wanting to solve a problem at work.
It comes from within.
It comes from within.
Okay. So that brings us to orientation to learning. How is that different for adults?
It's less about the subjects themselves and more about problems, situations, real world stuff.
Context.
Context, exactly.
Okay.
Adults learn best when they see how it applies to their lives.
Right. Real world scenarios.
Real world scenarios.
Now, our source says andragogy is actually a pretty good default model for education in general.
Hmm. Interesting take.
Why that is?
Well, because this approach really respects the learner.
Respect.
It values adult learners.
Yeah.
Trusts their judgment about what's relevant.
So it's putting the responsibility on the educator to demonstrate that relevance.
Exactly. It's a partnership.
A collaboration.
Yeah.
It definitely feels more empowering than just a straight pedagogical approach.
Especially for adults.
But the author also says pedagogy has its place even with adults.
Right.
When would that be?
Well, when there's a specific need or when the learners themselves ask for direct instruction.
They know they need the basics.
Exactly. They realize they're missing something.
So if you're completely new to something or you hit a wall because you lack the basics,
yeah.
Sometimes clear pedagogical teaching is the best way to get up to speed.
Get you going.
It's like you need that groundwork.
The foundation.
All right, let's move on to the third agogos. This one feels pretty relevant these days.
Heudagogy.
Heudagogy.
It's really taking learner agency to the next level.
So self-determined learning.
Yeah. You decide what you learn, how you learn it, and even how you show what you've learned.
You're really in control.
It's all you.
So how do those five characteristics look with heudagogy?
Okay. Let's start with the need to know.
Need to know. Where does that come from?
It comes from you.
From me.
From your curiosity, your interest.
Okay.
You're not told what to learn.
So I decide what I want to learn.
You decide.
That sounds amazing, but also kind of overwhelming.
Could be.
What about the learner's self-concept in heudagogy?
Well, it assumes you're already pretty self-directed.
Self-directed.
Yeah. You can take ownership of your learning.
Yeah.
There's a lot of trust there.
Trust in me.
Trust in you.
Okay.
Trust that you can identify your needs, find resources, and learn effectively.
So what about learner's experience? How does that fit in when I'm driving?
You definitely use your past knowledge and skills, but it's more personalized and less structured than andragogy.
Okay, structure.
You're drawing on your past to inform your self-directed learning.
So I'm making the connections myself.
Exactly.
What about readiness to learn in this model?
This is crucial.
Crucial.
Without that motivation, heudagogy won't work.
Because I have to be the one driving it.
You're the engine.
And lastly, orientation to learning.
Right. So it's not about subjects or even problems.
So what is it about?
It's about creating something meaningful.
Meaningful. Okay.
A product or performance that means something to you.
So it's about applying it, not just knowing it.
Exactly.
The source says education should always provide opportunities for heudagogy.
That's important.
Why is that?
Because it lets you really dive deep into what you're passionate about.
I see.
It equips learners for the future by encouraging them to explore their interests.
Lifelong learning.
Lifelong learning, that's it.
But the author also points out that it's hard to standardize heudagogy.
Yeah, how do you measure something so individual?
Is that a bad thing?
Well, it makes it tough to fit into traditional systems.
Right.
But it's also what makes it so valuable.
I see, because it allows for really unique learning experiences.
Exactly. Experiences that wouldn't fit in the box.
So the value's in the journey, not just the destination.
You got it.
And the author concludes by saying that institutions are doing learners a disservice if they don't provide these self-directed opportunities.
It's a strong statement.
Yeah.
But it shows how important self-directed learning is.
It's not a bonus. It's essential.
It's essential for navigating the future.
So how would you sum up the core focus of each of these approaches?
Okay, so pedagogy is teacher-led.
Teacher-led.
Andragogy focuses on the adult learner, their needs and experiences.
And heudagogy.
That's all about you, the learner, taking charge.
And the best educators know the difference.
They do.
They know when to use which approach.
Or even a blend of them.
It's about being flexible.
Exactly. Meeting the needs of the situation.
So to wrap up, we've looked at pedagogy, andragogy, and heudagogy.
Three different ways of thinking about teaching and learning.
And we've seen how they view the learner differently.
Their experiences, their motivations.
Hopefully you have a better understanding of these frameworks now.
And how they play out in your own life.
So here's something to think about.
Okay.
Which one of these resonates most with you?
Pedagogy, andragogy, heudagogy.
And when might you benefit from using one of these approaches?
Interesting.
Whether it's at work or in your personal life.
Yeah.
How can you take charge of your own learning?
That's a great question to ponder.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
Always a pleasure.